Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where the Republican hierarchy is basking in the generally positive response in terms of donations and enthusiasm and even media reviews of Mike Pence's big speech last night. We'll play you some highlights and then some of the responses to it. I'll tell you what did not get great reviews is this tendency of people on MSNBC and CNN to cut away from Republican speakers when they say things that the folks at MSNBC and CNN don't like. I was watching the convention on PBS feed, which is actually pretty good because it's not interrupted at all. It's just straight. They give it to you straight and they don't have to correct things. And I know one of the big deals is Madison Cawthorn, who was excellent last night. He was a 25-year-old. He was injured in a car accident right after high school. He can't walk. He can't stand. He just won a congressional seat. And he has a chance, a very good chance, because it's a highly Republican district. He won the primary. And Madison Cawthorn, at age 25, that's the minimum age, according to the Constitution, you can serve in the House. He could be the youngest member, not only of this House, but the youngest Republican ever elected to the House. And that's kind of a big deal. Okay, so he made a mistake, and people are freaking out about it. And I knew it was a mistake the moment he said it. When he said that James Madison was his favorite signer of the Declaration of Independence, no, James Madison, who was also 25, was active in the Patriot Movement, but he wasn't at the Continental Congress. He was the father of the Constitution. Okay, okay. Now, do we need Rachel Maddow to interrupt in the middle of Madison Cawthorn's speech in order to make that point?
We will interject when we feel like there's something that's important and deliberate and very wrong that should be corrected just so that we feel responsible about our broadcast.
Okay. Again, this is like a school teacher kind of thing, but not high school teacher. I mean, we're talking preschool teacher. And I understand that reflects an attitude toward the Republican convention. Let's go to that clip 7, because, again, I think that one of the things about this Republican convention that has been very successful, there have been lots and lots of people who view Republicans as old, which is kind of ironic given the fact that it's the other side that has a presidential nominee who's 77. We have a presidential nominee, Republicans have a presidential nominee, who is a sprightly, youthful, vigorous 74, right? Okay. So this particular convention, especially with people who spoke last night and the night before, particularly people like Daniel Cameron, the Attorney General of Kentucky, who is 34, and Madison Cawthorn of North Carolina, who was about to be elected to Congress, he spoke from his wheelchair, and he said this last night.
In 2020, our country has a choice. We can give up on the American idea, or we can work together to make our imperfect union more perfect. I choose to fight for the future, to seize the high ground and retake the shining city on a hill. While the radical left wants to dismantle, defund, and destroy, Republicans, under President Trump's leadership, want to rebuild, restore, and renew. I just turned 25. When I'm elected this November, I'll be the youngest member of Congress in over 200 years.
Okay, and then he concluded his speech. It was fairly dramatic because he really cannot stand normally. And this was, of course, a recollection of Franklin Roosevelt, who had the same thing because of his polio. But there were two gentlemen who came alongside him. He's sitting there in his wheelchair. And then they helped him stand up, lock his braces in so that he could stand. As he pointed out in his remarks, he was 6'3 before the accident that paralyzed him from the waist down. And Madison Cawthorn said this.
To liberals, I say let's have a conversation. Be a true liberal. Listen to other ideas and let the best ones prevail. And to conservatives, I say let's define what we support and win the argument in areas like healthcare, on the environment. In this new town square, you don't have to apologize for your beliefs or cower to a mob. You can kneel before God, but stand for our flag. The American idea my ancestors fought for during the Revolutionary War is just as exciting and revolutionary today as it was 250 years ago. I say to Americans who love our country, young and old, be a radical for freedom. Be a radical for liberty. And be a radical for our republic, for which I stand, one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, and may God bless America.
Okay, it's impossible not to be moved by that. I'm sorry, it just is. And it is reassuring to see that, yes, there are young people, and some of them are being promoted and moving along in the Republican Party, who are profoundly patriotic. You think about all of the hundreds of thousands of young people who volunteer for our armed forces, and they're all volunteers today. No more draft. And that, by the way, because of a Republican president named Richard Nixon. And Madison Cawthorn had wanted to go to the Naval Academy at one point, but then that accident intervened. He never did, but he is going to Congress, and I believe he is the kind of guy who looks like he could make a real and dramatic contribution to our country. Now, somebody who has made a much more controversial contribution, I think she's made no contribution at all in a positive sense. I just read an amazing thing that should, I guess, kind of concern or delight or somehow titillate everybody in America who cares about politics. Now, this is amazing. Chuck Schumer is trying very, very hard to become the Senate majority leader. Right now, he's a Senate minority leader. He's been a member of the House. He's been a member of the Senate. He's been there forever and ever and ever, not quite as long as Joe Biden, but it's close. It looks like he is going to get a primary challenger. He's up for re-election 2 years from now. Now, why is this interesting? Because the primary challenger, who at least according to some reports is sort of actively plotting out a campaign, is a member of Congress named Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And yes, she is old enough to serve in the Senate, and that would set up her expected presidential run in 2024. Can you imagine? Do you know how much money would be involved in that primary? How bitter that primary would be? Between Chuck Schumer of Brooklyn and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of the Bronx. And, of course, she would be running against Chuck Schumer as the more radical candidate. This is one of the reasons that the Wall Street Journal, by the way, and I think they're right, says that the big election that I do give some credit to the convention planners because they focused on it a little bit by having people like Joni Ernst up there. They should have had more of the embattled U.S. senators. If Joni Ernst doesn't win, if Susan Collins doesn't win, if Cory Gardner doesn't win, if Martha McSally doesn't win in Arizona, these are embattled Republicans who need to win their race. Otherwise, we're going to have a Chuck Schumer-controlled Senate, and he will be pushed and pushed and pushed to the left by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. There's a grim prospect. A bunch of responses from you, which we'll get to, on the shootings in Kenosha coming up. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
On the Michael Medved show, we got the soundbite from Kamala Harris, the vice presidential nominee of the Democratic Party, who was actually being extremely delicate, which doesn't work when denouncing indelicate behavior. Harris and Biden are going to lose the election and deserve to lose the election. if they don't find it in their hearts to unequivocally condemn looting and violence and property destruction and Molotov cocktails and the violence that is going on right now in cities across the country. Because it's not just Kenosha, Wisconsin that has responded to the shooting of Jacob Blake. Here is Senator Harris this morning.
We must always defend peaceful protests and peaceful protesters. We should not confuse them with those looting and committing acts of violence, including the shooter who was arrested for murder. And make no mistake, we will not let these vigilantes and extremists derail the path to justice. Here is my promise to those mothers and fathers and all who stand with them. In a Biden-Harris administration, you will have a seat at the table.
Okay, I'm not sure which mothers and fathers she is talking about. I mean, if she's talking about the mothers and fathers of the people in Kenosha, mostly from out of town, many of whom have criminal records. It appears, according to reports in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, that the two of the three people, and maybe all three, who were shot by young Kyle Rittenhouse, that those people, well, had criminal records. They were felons. And by the way, I also just looked it up. It is generally illegal, with the exception of for hunting purposes, to transfer any firearms to people in Wisconsin who are under 18. This young man was 17. Let me get to some email that came in, and we got good emails from Dee in Snohomish, Washington, and Nathan in Roy, Washington. And here's what Nathan said. He said, on the topic of the 17-year-old who shot three rioters, it was clearly self-defense. New videos have been coming out showing the first assailant throwing a Molotov cocktail at him as he's walking away, then runs up to him, appears to assault him, and he was shot in the head. He's dead. This was the first shooting. He is then chased and attacked by two more individuals. The first one punches him twice. The second punch knocks him down, then proceeds to kick him. Another guy uses his skateboard to attack him as well. Both are shot. The guy shot in the arm had a handgun. Also, all three of these people, says Nathan and Roy, attacking him are felons. The one with the handgun is a felon. The other who had a skateboard was a convicted pedophile. Don't know that for sure, but that has been reported by mainstream press. These videos were seen on Facebook from multiple angles showing all three incidents. And look, I think part of what you're saying and part of what we have that's come out about the shooting of Jacob Blake makes it impossible in both those cases to get some kind of conviction for first or second degree murder. That will never happen. However, when you are coming out and you're brandishing a gun that you're not legally allowed to carry, and you get caught up in the violence of an evening like this, and you end up killing people, because the people may not have been murdered, but they were definitely killed. This young man is facing a ruined life. Will he spend the rest of his life in prison? Probably not. Will he spend a long time in prison? Yes, almost certainly. And what this goes to is what should be the lesson of everything we're experiencing. How much we need the police. Because there's no way that vigilantes, any group of vigilantes or an armed citizenry sort of coming out to defend stores can make things work. There's a question of organization. And this is why it is so profoundly wrong and so dangerous to be saying to people, no, we're going to defund the police, and to have these, there are now 20 major cities where they have moves underway to defund the police. Yesterday, I was covering these reports of black communities across the country, including black parents who have lost their children to random violence, pointless violence, gang violence. They want more policemen, not fewer. And they've actually had examples in Englewood neighborhood in Chicago of people coming out, black people, to confront some of these demonstrators. And by the way, most of the demonstrators, and I believe all of the three people who were at shot by Kyle Rittenhouse, all those people are white. Many of these demonstrators are white. And the idea that Kamala Harris should be so overwhelmingly concerned about protecting the right to peaceful protest. This term peaceful protest, there was a display on CNN where they had a chyron, and the correspondent was standing there, and the chyron said, mostly peaceful protests in Kenosha. And in the background, you can see flames. It's priceless video. It's an amazing video. And in other words, okay, if there are flames in the background, can we say that this is not mostly peaceful protest? And when you listen to some of the chants of some of the demonstrators, does it count as peaceful protest? It may count as nonviolent protest. This is clip number five, Jeremy. This is what they were saying outside the courthouse, and you can then hear the crowd cheering as they burn an American flag. Listen. They're cheering the lighting an American flag. Okay, they're up against the fence. They're yelling, death to America, kill the effing police, and F the blue, and burning flags. Okay, maybe it's nonviolent, but it's not even that, because they're burning things and trying to light fires. But it's not a peaceful protest. How was this ended back in the 60s? A guy named Reagan was part of it. We'll tell you coming up on the Medved Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We got a little bit lucky. It was very big. It was very powerful, but it passed quickly.
President Trump speaking there at FEMA headquarters. The president says he is being kept up to date on damages from Hurricane Laura, which has been downgraded to a tropical storm. The president continues.
We'll probably be going on Saturday or Sunday, and we'll be heading to Texas and Louisiana. and maybe an additional step.
After two nights of protests starting out peaceful and turning to rioting and looting, Kenosha, Wisconsin Police Chief Daniel McInnes says Wednesday night's protests were an improvement, but there were still a few arrests made.
We thank those yesterday who peacefully protested and obeyed the curfew. Unfortunately, not everybody did so. The sheriff spoke that it was a less tumultuous night, and I would agree.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
The sun, as the good book says, but I was talking about just moments ago about the CNN Chiron in front of a reporter, Omar Jimenez, who was standing right in front of a bunch of burning cars, and the Chiron said, fiery but mostly peaceful protests after police shooting, Kenosha, Wisconsin. And what Omar Jimenez actually was saying in front of that Chiron, or actually behind it, he says, what you're seeing behind me is one of multiple locations that have been burning in Kenosha, Wisconsin, over the course of the night. He said, the common theme that ties all of this together is an expression of anger and frustration over what people feel like has become an all-too-familiar story. And a number of people have pointed out that on a different network, though with the same point of view, MSNBC, that in May, Ali Velshi stood in front of a liquor store burning behind him. I'm not even sure in what city. And he said, this is mostly a protest. It is not generally speaking unruly, but fires have started. That was actually in Minneapolis, where a great deal of the city was literally destroyed. And I mentioned nothing new under the sun. I've been working to figure this out. And by the way, I honestly, if somebody else has a historical source that actually makes sense of this, I've been looking and I can't find any logical, persuasive explanation about what really is a mystery in American history. And I will give you my best guess, because I think it's really important and it's deeply relevant, is we went through a period of urban riots that anyone who was alive at that time will remember, even if you were a little kid. Because it was shocking, and it came out of a clear blue sky. 1965 is 2 years after the assassination of JFK, but it was a time when Lyndon Johnson was talking about the Great Society. The war in Vietnam hadn't really heated up yet. There were only a handful of Americans, not the half a million who eventually went over there. And it was considered to be a kind of a happy time for the country. And certainly the economy was booming, things were going well, and all of a sudden, in Los Angeles, there was the Watts riots, where for 6 days, the city was completely out of control. There were 34 people killed. There were over 1,000 who were injured and hospitalized. Over 1,000. There were over 4,000 arrested. The historians have determined there were over 30,000 people who participated in the looting and burning. There were over 1,000 buildings totally destroyed. Okay, you have to think about that for a moment. Think about what it would look like in your town or your neighborhood if 100 buildings were destroyed. Then do that times 10. And the Watts riot was followed by major, major riots across the country. There were more than 150 of them between 1965 and the end of 1968. And it was devastating to the country. There were a total of more than 84 deaths. And again, it then just kind of stopped. Now, part of what happened is there began to be much more energy in the anti-war movement, even the extreme elements of anti-war movement. And instead of riots in inner cities, there were riots in elite universities. Do you know in the year 1968 alone, there were 20 college campuses that were occupied by the National Guard. People know about the four people who were shot at the Kent State campus. They don't know about the buildings that were burned down before the shooting of the four people on the Kent State campus in Ohio. All of this went on, and to some extent, the campus violence replaced the inner city violence. But the inner city violence, there was a probe on the inner city violence called the Kerner Commission with a lot of high-ranking people, and it came back was, well, what caused these riots was not gangs and looters and criminals, which is the truth. What caused it was white racism. This was the product of white racism. So how did America respond to all that? There is a scholar, a black scholar at Princeton named Omar Wasow, who has written about all of this. And what he says is he just wanted to look at the political impact of activism. And sure enough, looking at local voting results, he could see that in cities where there were nonviolent protests, where there were people marching respectfully, quietly, fulfilling the mandate of Dr. King and his example, and not fighting back and not looting and not destroying, that actually saw increases of the votes supporting civil rights legislation, supporting black candidates, supporting generally the Democratic Party, which had already wrapped itself in the civil rights banner. And, okay, what about the cities, and there were more of them, that were scarred by urban violence? There, people voted in exactly the opposite direction. It's worth talking about the peak of riots in 67 and 68. In the election of 68, November of that year, 57% of voters went for one of the two, quote, law and order candidates, Richard Nixon, or the open racist George Wallace, who got 14% of the vote, carried five states. They would have, if they combined their electoral votes, it would have been like 350 electoral votes. It would have been a landslide win. And speaking of landslide wins, 2 years later, when the urban riots had been replaced by riots in university campuses for a while, That went on until Richard Nixon won the election, carried 49 of 50 states. He carried everything. He carried New York and California. He carried everything except Massachusetts. Every state. He got 61% of the vote. The Democratic nominee, the Democratic Party, had been taken over by its own extreme left, and they did badly. And as far as I can gather, and please someone correct me if I'm wrong, that Nixon landslide kind of ended the radical resistance, the violence. Now, Nixon also ended the draft, which was a big deal and was part of this. But the idea that we went through this horrible violence and property destruction and the looting and the burning and the destruction. We went through that, and it achieved nothing except to set back the cause of justice, set back the cause of equality, set back the cause of civil rights. And it did all of those things. So why is it people expect some different result today? I do believe it is 100% necessary for Joe Biden to find a clear voice, and for the sake of the country, let alone for his own campaign, but for the sake of the country, for the two candidates to at least agree that violent assaults on private property, on individuals, on people, on the working of our democratic system, that is unacceptable. There is no justification for it under any circumstances. And Mike Pence made a ringing declaration in that regard. The Democrats, and any Democrat running for office, any Republican running for office, should echo that declaration. What did he say? We will get to that coming up. Joe Biden has already responded. We'll hear that as well. Coming up on the Medved Show.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael Medved Show.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, helpful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
I was very open to a rousing speech by Mike Pence because I've known Mike Pence for many years. And I like the guy. He, say what you will, you can disagree with him about this, you can disagree with him about that. Nobody can question the fundamental decency of Mike Pence. I mean, one of the things about the Democratic Convention, they were going to great lengths talking to a lot of people who know Joe Biden, I don't, and who were saying what a great guy he was. You could get the same, kind of testimonials easily for Vice President Pence. And even though I think he communicated his nice guy patriotism in his speech last night from historic Fort McHenry, which is where the original Star Spangled Banner survived a night of shelling by the British in 1814. When he was speaking there, even though the nice guyness came across, and by the way, his wife Karen spoke earlier in the day at the convention, and she was terrific, but he was tough. And frankly, I think in his speech last night, he presented the best case anyone has presented so far for the Trump-Pence ticket. He did so in part by attacking Joe Biden, number one.
Joe Biden would be nothing more than a Trojan horse for the radical left. The choice in this election has never been clearer, and the stakes have never been higher. Last week, Joe Biden said democracy's on the ballot. And the truth is, our economic recovery is on the ballot. Law and order are on the ballot. But so are things far more fundamental and foundational to our country. In this election, it's not so much whether America will be more conservative or more liberal, more Republican or more Democrat. The choice in this election is whether America remains America. It's whether we will leave to our children and our grandchildren a country grounded in our highest ideals of freedom, free markets, and the unalienable right to life and liberty, or whether we will leave them a country that's fundamentally transformed into something else.
I think it's powerful and pertinent. He went on to talk specifically about the violence that has scarred and afflicted and at least partially destroyed some of the most vibrant and vital American cities. Listen.
Joe Biden says that America is systemically racist and that law enforcement in America has, and I quote, an implicit bias against minorities. When asked whether he'd support cutting funding to law enforcement, Joe Biden replied, yes, absolutely. Joe Biden would double down on the very policies that are leading to violence in America's cities. The hard truth is, you won't be safe in Joe Biden's America. And under President Trump, we will always stand with those who stand on the thin blue line, and we're not going to defund the police, not now, not ever.
Okay, we are not going to defund the police, not now, not ever. Let me say that the quote that he gave from Joe Biden is phony, and it's not real, and frankly, Vice President Pence shouldn't have done it. I've got the fact-checking from the Washington Post, which, of course, was aggressive, actually goes back, and it was an interview that he had with an activist named Adi Bar-Khan back on July 8th. And during the interviewer said, we can reduce the responsibilities assigned to the police and redirect some of the funding for police into social services, mental health, counseling, and affordable housing. And then he asked Biden, are you open to that kind of reform? And in the video, Biden replies, I've proposed that kind of reform. At another point, Bar-Khan again asked, but so we agree that we can redirect some of the funding? And the video shows Biden saying, yes, absolutely, but the audio tape of the full conversation on police shows Biden's responses were much more nuanced. The if not included in the video, is Biden adding that his response is not the same as defending all the police. He also speaks about increasing funding for mental health, which is different from saying he would fund mental health aid out of redirected funds from the police. He's been asked about it recently, and he said consistently, and I think this is actually a relief to the country, that he is opposed to defunding the police. And sure, this is going to come up in debates. Joe Biden responded today on MSNBC this morning to Mike Pence. Listen.
Yeah, Joe Biden's America. Look, while running a video of Donald Trump's America, the problem we have right now is we're in Donald Trump's America. You know, to quote Kelly Conway, she said, and I'm paraphrasing today, that they're looking for more violence and more disruption because it helps them politically. He views this as a political benefit to him. You know, he's rooting for more violence, not less, and is clear about that. And what's he doing? He's kept pouring gasoline on the fire. This happens to be Donald Trump's America. Donald Trump's America.
That was in response to Mike Pence saying you won't be safe in Joe Biden's America. He also, in the process, misquoted Kellyanne Conway. Here's what she really said on Fox News today. Listen. 21.
I also noticed there was a quote to the notice today from a restaurateur in Wisconsin saying, are you protesters trying to get Donald Trump reelected? He knows full stop, yeah. And I guess Mayor Pete knows full stop, that the more chaos and anarchy and vandalism and violence reigns, the better it is for the very clear choice on who's best on public safety.
Okay, that's very different from what Joe Biden said. Now, he did say, I'm paraphrasing her, she wasn't saying that they welcome in any sense some of this violence. And by the way, in terms of his answer that this is in Donald Trump's America, one of the policy changes, one of the factual changes that will help to determine this campaign will be not only for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to unequivocally denounce the violence and the rioting and the Molotov cocktails and the burning and the destruction. They have to be very, very clear on that. But also for Trump, together, working with even Democratic governors if necessary, to make some progress on it. And yes, that includes Portland, Oregon, for God's sake. Because truly, you can't blame President Trump, who has already offered additional National Guardsmen and federal troops and federal agents to Oregon to help restore order. But at some point, there needs to be a better effort that transcends the politics of the moment and goes to the essence of who we are and what we are, that can bring an end to this spasm of violence. And it may well be that the ultimate end is going to be people voting against it, as they did in the 60s, and voting very, very clearly. Look at other issues, the levels of taxation, policies for health care, foreign policy, presidential leadership, the dignity of the president, all of that. The most basic issue always is keeping Americans safe and stopping this self-hating, self-destructive, anti-American chaos. I think it's striking that on the same night that demonstrators on the extreme left, who are not Trump supporters, same night they burned an American flag, Mike Pence gave a passionate speech from the place where the original Star Spangled Banner, and it's a big flag, you can see it in the National Archives, the original Star Spangled Banner continued to wave in the face of all kinds of shelling and attempts to occupy Fort McHenry. By the way, they came and burned the White House anyway, the British did, but that is another story. We have another story coming up. In the next hour, we're going to be interviewing some folks from the Republican side and the Democratic side who have written a fascinating piece on detoxifying the discourse. Does the nastiness need to be as high as it is right now? There were some speeches last night that were, I think, along those lines, including Madison Cawthorn, who we've played. We will get to that and to much more. And a shocking poll coming up on the Medved Show and This Greatest Nation.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the SoftSpeaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's three times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the SoftSpeaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.